Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. If you love good craft beer, great music, and of course dogs, you won't want to miss Barktoberfest, which is returning to Riverside's White Park on Saturday, October 11th. It's the city's favorite pet-friendly craft beer festival, featuring unlimited tastings from top Southern California breweries and wineries, delicious bites from local food vendors, live entertainment, and fun activities for you and your four-legged friends. Best of all, proceeds benefit the Mary S. Roberts Pet Adoption Center, helping save and improve the lives of homeless pets right here in our community. Here to tell us more about this unique event is Marlene Johnson, fundraising manager for Mary S. Roberts. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Start by telling us a little about the Mary S. Roberts Pet Adoption Center.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit organization located here in Riverside, and we are a pet adoption center, so we provide second chances to homeless canines and felines, more specifically. And we also have a lot of programs and services. So we even have a clinic on site where we offer spay and neuter services, low-cost vaccines, microchips, nail trim, just to, you know, help our community members be able to keep their pets healthy and safe and being able to afford.
And tell us about Barktoberfest and how it supports Mary S. Roberts.
Yeah, Barktoberfest is our second biggest annual fundraising event. This is our third year, so it's still kind of new. It's our little baby, but it's a lot of fun. So it is a beer and wine tasting event where people can go and have fun, bring their dogs, enjoy some, you know, good food, music, games, and activities. And the most importantly, all proceeds benefit the pets at the Pet Adoption Center so we can continue doing what we're doing.
Tell us a story about how the center has made a difference in the lives of pets and families.
Oh, there is so many pets that come in and either their owner surrendered or they're transferred over to us. And there's this one specific pet that I've felt like it was really special. It was a Shar Pei. It was not even about a year old yet. His name was Toast. And it was transferred over from a municipal shelter. But he had Demodex. So he had like a skin condition. He had hair loss. He was severely, you know, underweight. So when he transferred him in, we were able to get him looked at by some doctors, be able to figure out what the problem was, get him the medication and special baths that he might need. And we had a foster parent be able to help him, give him that one-on-one special time and give him what he needed, right? That TLC, tender love and care. And then within weeks, we saw a transformation. He started gaining weight. His skin was starting to look better. His fur started coming back, which was fantastic. And then weeks later, he got adopted. So we came from, you know, some place where he transferred in, not looking all that great and, you know, not at the weight he should have been for a Shar Pei. But then he got to where he needed to be. And so now he's in a loving home.
Living his best life.
Living his best life. That's the dream.
How important is community support to making this fundraiser a success?
It is essential to making Barktoberfest a success. The event is bringing people together, not only to just having fun, but just bringing them together, knowing that they are helping with bringing awareness to the pets and to the Pet Adoption Center and being able to support our overall goal. Every ticket purchased, every share on social media will help bring awareness and much needed funds to the pets at the Pet Adoption Center. When the community shows up, that means more second chances for all the pets that are in need.
Talk more about how the community can get involved, whether that means attending, volunteering, or sponsoring.
Yes, come over and just have some fun. They can go sponsor as well if any businesses or vendors looking to align their business with our type of work and our great cause. We are more than happy to have them come along and be part of the fun. purchase a ticket and attend the fun event. And then also we do have some volunteer opportunities. So if anyone wanted to help us with setup, breakdown of the event, or be able to maybe pour some beers here and there, we're looking for some helpers.
I'm speaking with Marlene Johnson, fundraising manager for the Mary S. Roberts Pet Adoption Center in Riverside, about Barktoberfest, which takes place Saturday, October 11th at White Park in Riverside. Do participants need to register in advance, or can they just show up on the day of the event?
They can show up on the day of the event. We do sell tickets at the door. However, we strongly encourage for everyone to pre-purchase their tickets before Saturday, October 11th. The tickets prices do go up by $5 on the day of, so if you want to save a little bit of money, go ahead and purchase now. If you go to our website, petsadoption.org, you'll be able to see our Barktoberfest banner up there. Click on it and be able to purchase your tickets now.
And this is a dog-friendly event. What should pet owners know before they bring their four-legged friends?
Know that they're going to have a lot of fun. Dogs will be running around. Please have your dogs on a leash. Make sure that they are friendly to other dogs and owners. But there are going to be some really fun vendors there that are specific tailored more towards dogs. So we'll have like a three-dog bakery there and a couple other vendors that will be there wanting to see your pups. And then there's going to be some food, music, and it's a beautiful park, which is where we're having at White Park. And so bring your picnic blankets, bring anything that you want to get yourself and your four-legged friend nice and comfortable and have some fun.
And beyond Barktoberfest, what other programs or services does Mary S. Roberts Pet Adoption Center offer throughout the year?
Great question. Thank you for asking. So we offer a lot of different programs and services. I know a lot of people know us as the Pet Adoption Center, but we have so much more than that. So we do have our, like I mentioned earlier, our clinic that offers some services for our community members for their pets. But we also have a pet food pantry. So anyone who's looking for some temporary assistance to feed their pets, we do have a food pantry available with cat and dog food for anyone who needs it, as well as our humane education program that teaches children and youth about responsible pet ownership and the humane treatment to treat all of our pets and animals. And we also have our senior wellness funds. So any senior citizens who also need some financial assistance can be able to apply through us and get some help with taking care of their pets as well.
Now, you also have some really fun events that go on throughout the year other than Barktoberfest.
Yes.
Like earlier this year, I participated in a yoga with cats event there.
Love it. You were there. That's so much fun. Yes, we do have a lot of events. In fact, our event coming up after Barktoberfest is Holiday Pet Pictures, happening in November. And that is a really fun, just cute event where you can have you and your pet, or just your pet, take a photo with Santa Claus or the Grinch.
How can people continue to support your mission even after Barktoberfest?
Oh, check out our website, petsadoption.org. We are always having different events posted on there, like holiday pet pictures, the yoga event, even some paint your pet events coming up. We kind of sprinkle in a whole bunch of little small events throughout the year. But check out our petsadoption.org website to learn more about the events. Also, if you want to become a monthly donor, you are able to donate and help the pets in need. We are always looking for foster parents. Anyone who wants to open up their heart and home to a friend in need, we're looking for you. Volunteer opportunities available as well, whether it's the weekend, events, or throughout the week. Anytime, we would love to have you help us. And then also, we have a thrift store located off Magnolia and Van Buren. So if you love to shop or you just need to purge your closet and donate, please consider our thrift store to help us out. All proceeds from there go and help with the Pet Adoption Center.
And anyone who listens to this show on a regular basis is probably so sick of me asking this question, but the problem seems to persist. So I got to keep asking, why is it so important for us to spay and neuter our pets?
Two main reasons. And yes, it is important. First is for the health and well-being of your pet. I mean, it really does help with preventing any type of various diseases and cancers that can come along with not spaying or neutering your pet. But then also it helps control the pet overpopulation. And that is a huge problem over here in our area. And I mean, we see thousands of pets walk through our door and we adopt them out. And this is a big problem. So if you're able to spay and neuter your pet, you're going to be helping us a great deal.
And it just seems like as soon as you get one adopted out, there's another coming in.
Always, always. There's like three coming in once one gets adopted. But we're proud of our work that we're able to find a home for every single pet that comes through our doors.
I've been.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm speaking with Marlene Johnson, fundraising manager for the Mary S. Roberts Pet Adoption Center in Riverside, about Barktoberfest, which takes place on Saturday, October 11th at White Park in Riverside. What time is this taking place?
It is for our general admission. It's 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. However, if you are a VIP, you get to come in at 12 p.m. So it's a little 1 hour early special hour for you if you're a VIP, as well as you get a special little tasting glass and a keychain and also some VIP seating. But the rest of the event is from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And tell us again how we can learn more about this event.
Please visit our website at petsadoption.org to learn about our center, Barktoberfest, and so much more.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and I hope Barktoberfest is a huge success.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.